do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second day of our lesson, Hualien from a Hot Air Balloon. Now, of course, we joined Nathaniel as he began this story yesterday. And he was with his friends and they were waiting to see if they could even have the chance to go up in a hot air balloon. Of course, the weather was kind of bad, and so there was a red flag at first, but by the end there was a yellow flag, which meant proceed with care. Now, they're going to go up into a hot air balloon, which is taking them pretty high off the ground. Carolyn, have you ever been up to a very high place?
Well, I've been to a couple. I've been to some very tall buildings like the Empire State Building in New York and also Taipei 101 here in Taipei. But I think probably the highest place I've been to was actually a mountaintop when I was hiking.
Well, I love hiking to the tops of high mountains as well. You can get great views of the city below or whatever is below. Of course, if you've been in an airplane, then that is also very high up. If you're flying in a hot air balloon, it's not quite as high, but you'll get a great view, especially if you're in Hualien. Let's continue with our story, Hualien from a hot air balloon.
Hualien from a hot air balloon. The first group boarded one balloon, which remained tied to the ground. Lifting off slowly, the white shape in motion was exciting to watch. Once it rose to a certain point, the wind suddenly started to carry it off. Many held their breath as it began to fall just as quickly. We soon relaxed as the balloon stabilized. After several minutes in the air, the balloon touched ground while a blue one rose.
Hello, listeners. This is your word, Lady Ellen. There are some things that, if ever given the opportunity, everyone should experience. Hot air ballooning is one of them. Let's hear more about Nathaniel and his adventure in the skies. But first, let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Remain. Remain is a verb. Many of Anna's friends traveled over the holiday, but she remained at home. Hold one's breath. Hold one's breath is an idiom. We held our breath as we waited to hear who had won the singing contest. Pilot. Pilot is a noun. Benjamin likes being a pilot because he gets to fly planes all over the world. Gaze. Gaze is a verb. Cindy walked along the beach and gazed at the ocean. Your more information words are stabilize. Stabilize is a verb. Fire. Fire is a verb. Sounds like fun. Let's get ready to start the article.
Oh, this sounds like a very exciting experience and maybe even making people feel a little bit nervous. But going back to the beginning of our reading for today, the first group boarded one balloon, which remained tied to the ground. So the first group of people got to go into a balloon as they proceeded with care, as we learned yesterday, but they were able to go into the first balloon, which remained on the ground. So they weren't up in the air yet, because we see that word from our word bank, the word remain.
That's right. And this word remain, it means still. So the balloon is still on the ground. It remains on the ground. But you can use that word in different ways. Maybe there is a group of people and four people leave, but then two remain. Two did not leave. They remained at the place. They didn't leave.
That's right. So remain just means to continue to be that way or to stay that way. Maybe you put something on the shelf and it has remained there for a very long time. You haven't used it since you put it on the shelf. Well, continuing on in our article, how do we do that, Gabe?
All right. Well, lifting off slowly, the white shape in motion was exciting to watch. So Nathaniel and his friends are not in the hot air balloon. They're observing from the side. They can see this white shape, and it's exciting to watch.
It would be very exciting to see this white hot air balloon just rising into the sky. And Nathaniel continues, once it rose to a certain point, the wind suddenly started to carry it off. Now, if something is carried off, then it is moved, and maybe you didn't expect it to happen. It leaves, and you didn't know that it was going to leave, so the wind started to suddenly carry off the balloon.
That's right. So we see here the balloon is not remaining on the ground like before. It's being carried off. Now, it rose to a certain point, and then it suddenly carried off. And Nathaniel continues, many held their breath as it began to fall just as quickly. Okay, so it suddenly was carried off and it began to fall just as quickly. So what did people do?
They held their breath. So they were very nervous. They were very anxious. And this phrase is from our word bank. So if you hold your breath, maybe you take a big breath of air, and you're so nervous that you don't release the air. You just hold it inside. And this would be something that would make people very nervous to see if a balloon is suddenly falling from the sky.
That's right. They're not sure what's going to happen. Maybe something dangerous will happen. They're not sure, so they hold their breath. Well, what makes you hold your breath? You're kind of anxious or nervous about something, and so you forget to breathe. You hold your breath. What makes you do that?
Well, maybe you're waiting to hear about your test results. You've taken a very big exam, and you are holding your breath, waiting to hear your final score. That could be something that makes you very nervous, and I know I would be holding my breath.
All right. Well, that's one thing that could make you hold your breath. But of course, Nathaniel continues, we soon relaxed as the balloon stabilized. All right. So relaxing is the opposite of holding your breath. All right. And if you see a balloon stabilizing, that means it's not going up and down. It's kind of level. It's calm. It's stabilized. This makes me think of sometimes in a hospital room where you see a heart monitor and the heart rate of someone stabilizes. It might be going very fast at first or very slow, and now it stabilizes.
That's right. So the balloon returned to normal. It was no longer being carried off by the wind or falling quickly. They were safe. And we continue reading. After several minutes in the air, the balloon touched ground while a balloon one rose. So remember, there's more than one balloon, not just this white balloon, but there's also a blue one.
Well, it seems like there are probably lots of beautiful, different colored balloons, hot air balloons here in Hualien. So after several minutes in the air, this blue one, the balloon touched ground. Now, when a balloon touches ground, another word we could use is it lands, it comes back down to earth. So it touches the ground.
That's right. So the white balloon has finished its journey into the sky. Those people will be able to get off of the balloon, and hopefully they aren't too shaken by their experience of being carried off. And now the people that are in the blue balloon will get to go up in the air.
That's right. Now, of course, we see this word rose. That's the past tense of the word rise. Right now, it's time for us to learn something different with Steve and Ken in the information cloud. There are some idioms that have to do with air. And then we're going to watch a fun video followed by Michelle in the language lab.
Prepositions and articles are very short and may seem insignificant, but they do make a difference. Let's take a look at some examples. Our lesson today mentions hot air balloons being in the air.
So in is the preposition there. Change it to on. On the air has a totally different meaning. Studio Classroom is on the air. It's being broadcast on the radio and television.
Okay, now let's take out the definite article the and add the word walk, walking on air. This refers to a very happy and excited mood caused by the occurrence of something good. An example might be, ever since she met Derek, she's been walking on air.
Now let's change the preposition to up. Up in the air can mean being in midair, like a hot air balloon, but it can also mean that something is not yet decided. For example, my plans for the winter are still up in the air. I have not decided on what to do this winter.
Okay, finally, back to in the air. Besides the literal meaning, this phrase can also refer to something being in circulation or in people's thoughts. For example, there's a rumor in the air that they're going out of business. Or Christmas is in the air.
我们学英文千万不要小看 preposition 介系词和 article 冠词，这两种词看似简单，但常常扮演关键性的角色。今天的课文中讲到热气球是 in the air，in the air 就是在空中。若是我们把介系词改成 on the air 变成另一种在空中，那是在广播中的意思。Studio Classroom is on the air。 空中英语教室正在播出。若是把定冠词 the 拿掉 on air 表示很开心飘飘然的意思。那这个片语呢，常常跟 walk 连用。Ever since she met Derek, she's been walking on air. 自从她认识了 Derek, 她的心情就一直很好很开心。若是在 in the air 前面加上 up。 Up in the air, 字面上是悬在空中, 其实这又是另一个片语, 表示悬而未决的, 或是还没有做决定的。 如果你问我寒假要做什么, 我可以说, My plans are still up in the air, 尚未做决定。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
大家好，我是Michelle。今天的第一重点，我们看 remain 这个动词。Remain 是指保持或依然。例如 ，Jason remains energetic and active even though he's over 70。虽然 Jason 已经超过70岁了，他仍然保持活力充沛。或者是 The building remained intact after the severe earthquake。这栋建筑经过强烈的地震仍然完好无缺。Remain 如果字尾加上 s remains 就是变成名词。 记住它都是用复数型的,意思是残骸或遗迹。例如, the remains of the crash plane were quickly removed. 失事飞机的残骸快速地被移除。继续我们看的是 stabilize 这个动词。 Stabilize 是指使稳定或稳定。例如, the patient's heart rate stabilized after the injection. 注射药物之后证明病患的心跳稳定下来了。 或者是 the government tried to stabilize the stock market but failed. 政府试着稳定股市，但是却失败了。它的形容词是 stable, S-T-A-B-L-E, 意思是稳定的。例如 Harry doesn't have a stable income. Harry 没有稳定的收入。
Well, we've been learning about Hualien from a hot air balloon in our lesson, and Nathaniel and his friends, they are observing as people get in and out of hot air balloons. They rise into the air, and sometimes you never know what the wind is going to do, where the wind will take the balloon. Sometimes you will hold your breath because you're not sure what will happen next. Well, let's continue with this story, Hualien from a hot air balloon.
Hualien from a hot air balloon. Then we were told to make our way to the white balloon. We were about to experience a balloon flight for ourselves. We traded places with its passengers one by one to maintain the balloon's weight. Our pilot, Da Wen, fired the burners, which caused us to tip rather than rise. The ground crew pulled the other side of the basket down. The balloon corrected itself, and we were off. Our spirits rose with the balloon as we gazed below.
Oh, this sounds like a very exciting journey going into the hot air balloon. And at the beginning of this section, we read what happened to the next group going into the white balloon before we learned that the white balloon landed and the people got out. And now we find out what Nathaniel and his friends got to do. Then we were told to make our way to the white balloon.
All right, so they're making their way, they're heading or proceeding to the white balloon. They're going to get in this hot air balloon. We were about to experience a balloon flight for ourselves. That's great. Now, if you experience something for yourself, that means you're not just watching other people do it and enjoy it. You're doing it yourself. What have you experienced for yourself?
Have you ever experienced a hot air balloon ride for yourself? I know many people like to watch hot air balloons rise into the air, but now Nathaniel and his friends are able to experience it for themselves. Continuing, we traded places with its passengers one by one to maintain the balloon's weight.
Interesting. So they're going up to this white balloon. There are still people inside, and to maintain the weight, not everybody can leave at one time. They need to trade places one by one. Trading places. Oh, that's a good phrase to know. Carolyn, let's trade places.
Do you want to trade places?
Yeah, let's trade places.
Oh, well, okay, let's trade places. Let's see. All right, I'll stand right here.
Hey, and I kind of like this, Carolyn.
Well, this is a very interesting point of view, standing on this side. I think I'd like to trade places again, Gabe.
You know what? I feel the same way, Carolyn. I like my original spot. Let's trade places again.
Okay, let's trade.
Okay.
Great.
Oh, this is better. So much better.
This is much, much better, I must say. Well, we have just traded places like Nathaniel did with the people in the white hot air balloon, and they did this one by one. So let's look at that phrase, to do something one by one. It means one at a time. So one person gets out, one person gets in. And I think of this phrase, I live in West Virginia, mm-hmm. or I used to, and there are a lot of wild turkeys. Mm-hmm. And wild turkeys in West Virginia do not cross the road in a large group. They cross one by one. So there is a long line of maybe 50 turkeys just walking one at a time across the road.
Wow, that's great, Carolyn. Now I'm thinking about turkeys in West Virginia crossing a road one at a time, one by one. Now you might think of another phrase when you hear this phrase, one by one, a phrase one on one. That means two people are competing against each other. That's one on one. But here we're talking about balloons taking off or people getting out and trading places one by one.
That's right. So it's a little bit different. Two different phrases. Have you ever seen someone do something one by one? What do you know that does something one by one?
Well, we're going to learn about this balloon. And of course, you have to maintain the balloon's weight. So you trade places one by one. And our pilot, Dao Win, fired the burners, which caused us to tip rather than rise. So Nathaniel is continuing this story, and you have to fire the burners. That means you start these burners. You make the fire come out. It breathes fire. But we have a key word there. Carolyn, what is this word?
It is the word pilot. And a pilot is a person that flies. Usually a plane is mm-hmm. what I think of, but we can also use it to talk about someone who controls a hot air balloon.
That's right, something that flies. And if you're controlling it, you are the pilot. So this guy, Dao Win, he fired the burners, and he is probably a very good pilot. I think we're going to learn more about him later in this lesson. But sometimes when you fire these burners, it causes the balloons to tip rather than to rise. That's a little scary, Carolyn.
That is a little bit scary, but don't worry. The ground crew pulled the other side of the basket down, so they stabilized,
okay.
And it was okay.
It's good to stabilize. And now we continue. The balloon corrected itself, and we were off. All right, so maybe sometimes it takes people to correct something, but here we see the balloon corrected itself. It's kind of like the balloon had an idea of its own. It made itself go straight. And they were off. Well, let's take a look at that word, off. What does that mean if you are off somewhere, Carolyn?
Well, if you are off or to be off, mm-hmm. that means that you have started to go somewhere. Maybe you've started your journey.
Mm-hmm.
So if you load all of the things in your car and you start to drive, then you are off. And maybe you are off on a vacation.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to be off the ground in a hot air balloon to use this word. You can be off. Let's begin. Well, we have another sentence here. Our spirits rose with the balloon as we gazed below. So they're gazing below now. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank. When you gaze, you are looking. You're taking things in with your eyes.
That's right. And a lot of times I think that we gaze into the mirror to mm-hmm. see what we look like. So you look at things in front of you.
All right, well, it seems like they will probably be enjoying this sight, the scenery below. They are gazing down below. Now it's time to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 fire 这个动词。Fire 在当名词的时候是指火，但是当动词在这里是指点燃、引爆或者是开火。例如 ,the policeman fired his gun at the robber who was attacking him. 这名警察对正在攻击他的这名抢匪开了枪。或者是 ,the engine finally fired up and we moved on. 引擎终于点燃我们就继续的前进。Fire 也指解雇。例如 ,Dave was fired for his frequent tardiness. Dave 因为经常性的迟到而被解雇了。所以我们看的是 gaze 这个动词 ,gaze 是指凝视或注视。因为它是一个不及物动词所以后面要加介系词 at, 再加受词。例如 ,a little girl stood in front of the window gazing at a beautiful doll. 一个小女孩站在橱窗前注视着一个很漂亮的洋娃娃。Gaze 也可以当名词例如 ,that man's gaze made me feel very uncomfortable. 那个男的一直看着我让我觉得非常不自在。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Today we have entered into the hot air balloon with Nathaniel and his friends, and it's very exciting. Now, Gabe, would you want to ride in a hot air balloon?
Yes. Actually, I wish I could have gone with Nathaniel and his friends in the hot air balloon.
Well, it would have been a lot of fun to have joined them, but we have a lot more to learn about in the next part of our lesson here tomorrow on Studio Classroom.
See you then.